Good morning, good day, Shabbos, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well and safe. So we are now, today's daf is daf Zion. So we got to eight lines down, the two dots, the Gemara says, v'karmless. So Gemara listed a number of different examples that were karmless, and it listed karmless as one of the examples. Now, even though karmless is the name of the category, it said, yam, bika, v'stavnis, v'karmless. So the Gemara asks the question, v'karmless, atu kula nami lav karmless ninu? Are the other ones listed, are they not considered karmless? Is karmless considered a different category? And the Gemara answers, Ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo nitzcha el lekeren zavis hasmucha l'rishus harabim. It's only referring to some type of corner that's jutting out, or perhaps part of the rishus harabim that's jutting out to the off to the side, which is adjacent to rishus harabim. The afagav de zimnin de dedach ke bei rabim, even though sometimes because there's an overflow from the public domain, it push over to this current zavis off to the side of the rishus harabim. Va'ayli legave, and people enter into the area. Since the usage of such an area is not smooth, it's not part of the natural flow, ki karmless dummy. So even though it's technically part of Rishis Rabbim, since it's not part of the easy flow of the Rishis Rabbim, it's viewed halachically as the karmless. So the Gemara says, ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan bein hamudim nidon ki karmless. The areas used to have pillars along the side of the Rishis Rabbim. So the din was, if the in-between the pillars, it's not easily usable there, and therefore in-between the pillars is considered kikarmless. My time. Avagab de darsi be rabim, even though the rabim, the public, the people, do trample through that area, kevindlo mistagile behedia kikarmless dami. Since it's not being used in an even way and in a flowing way, therefore it doesn't have a din of a rishis rabim, rather it has a din of a karmless. So Gemara says further now, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Itzva Shilfnei HaAmudim. So let's say you have these different types of tables that were in front of the pillars. Nidon Kekarmless, that's also going to be used, halachically viewed, as a karmless. So the Gemara says, Leman Damar Bein HaAmudim, those who say that in between the pillars is a dimna karmless, Kol Shekein Itzva, then certainly this says Itzva as well will have the same din as the Bein HaAmudim, which is going to be Kekarmless. But the man, the member Itzva, the one who says no, and Itzva, the stands in front of the Amudim, those have a din of karmless. So the Gemara says, Itzva, hudlo nicha tashmishase. Itzva, where there's these blocks in the street, there are these little tables, that's not easily usable. Aval bein hamudim, de nicha tashmishase, but the Amudim, which are very easily usable, they're just maybe off to the side, it's not an even flow, but they're still nicha tashmishase, lo, that would not have a din of a karmless, that would actually have a din of rishus harabim. So we have two different, there's a machlokes exactly what the din would be by bein hamudim. So Gemara says, lishna achrina, or an alternative suggestion or alternative understanding is aval bein hamudim dezimnan dedaris le'rabim ki rishus harabim damia. Or the Gemara says the second approach here, that if you assume that itztiva that is not considered rishus harabim because lo nicha tashmishasa, but bein hamudim is. So bein hamudim, there are two reasons. The Gemara is suggesting a second reason why bein hamudim is considered rishus harabim. The first suggestion by the Gemara was because it is nicha tashmishasa, the usage is easily usable. Or the second reason, L'shina Achmina, is because Bein Amudim is Darsi Bei Rabim, because people do trample through, people walk through. Now, even though it may not be a straight flow, in the end of the day, people are Darsi Bei Rabim. So one of those two reasons is why Bein Amudim would be considered Rosh Rabim. While the first man, Damar Rebbe Zeira, is that no, that Bein Amudim would not be considered Rosh Rabim, it would also be considered a karmless. Gemara now says, Vayter, as follows. Says that Amar Rabba Bar Shila Amar Rav Chista Levena Zekufa B'Rishus Rabbim. Let's say you have a brick that's standing up straight in Rishus Rabbim. The Zark, you throw an object, the Toch, the Fana, and it sticks to the face of the Levena. Chayv, one is Chayv. We'll look at Rashi in just a moment. Al Gaba, if it lands on top of the brick, however, it's Potter. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi explains, it's around 15 lines up or so. Rashi says, Chayiv im zark dal amos. If a person throws dal amos and it lands on the side of this upstanding brick, so dehavi kimunach b'rishis rabim. It's like it landed in rishis rabim. The chol lematim me'asara. Anything that's below 10 tefachim is rishis rabim hu. Ublavan she'enuach lematim mishlosha tavi kikarka o ba'avir ki hay dinid b'kosa. Either if it lands within 3 tefachim on the ground, or it's in the airspace, like our case, it landed, it's stuck on the side of the brick, so it's considered the avir of rishis harabim within the 10 tefachim. Ukedaminim b'masisin l'kaman hazorik dal amos b'kosa l'matim yud tefachim kizorik b'art v'chayiv. Fine. So that's the din. So then the Gemara says, your pater, if it lands on top of it, your pater, because that has a separate din. Rashi says, first to second narrow line down, pater, kidemoki la bai rub, we're about to see, begova gimel, where it landed, which three tfachim off the ground. But if the top of the brick was less than three tfachim to the ground, so then it would be considered part of the karka itself, people would trample on it. So the Gemara says again, Amar Rabba bar Shila, Amar Rav Chista, Levein is a kufa, if it's a brick that's standing up straight, Berushas Rabbim, Vizark, V'tach, Bifaneh, and it sticks to the side of it, it's chayiv, because that's considered hanging in the airspace of the Rishas Rabbim within 10 tfachim, you're chayiv. Agaba, if it lands on top of it, and the Levein is 3 tfachim high, that's why I'm talking about Zakufa, because the length of a brick is 3 tfachim, so when it's standing up straight, it's 3 tfachim away from the ground, you're pater. So Abai, Rava, Damri, Tavaya, both of them explain, V'husha Gavoa Shlosh is only true when the brick standing up is 3 tefachim above the ground, because when something's 3 tefachim above the ground, the low darsi be'rabim, people are not going to step on it. Certain things people step on as you go through, you'll step on some garbage, you'll step on some rock, but if something's 3 tefachim above the ground, people won't step on it, they'll step over it, they'll step around it. Aval Hizmi V'higi, says the Gemara, if it's referring to, if it's some type of vegetation, some type of growth, something growing on the ground, Abagav de lo gavi shlosha, even though it's not 3 tefachim above the ground, people will walk around it. You're walking in the street, you see some nice flowers, some gardening, people don't walk and trample through, they walk around it. So even though that's not 3 tefachim high, there are certain things such as Hizmi V'higni where people will walk around it as well and won't be considered Rishas Rabim. V'chia by Rav Amar Afilu Hizmi V'higni. No, even that, people sometimes will trample on it. But something lands on Tsoa, that even though it's not 3 tefachim above the ground, people won't step on Tsoa, so that won't be considered part of the karka. Sometimes people will even step on Tsoa, they'll walk right through it, and therefore that is considered karka. So we see different shitas about what people would trample on, what would the definition be of karka. Gemara now says, Amar Rabba Debei Rav Shila, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, I'm Rav Yochan, in Karmelis Pechusa Me'arba. That Karmelis is no less than 4 by 4. What that means is Rashi says 4 wide lines down, in Karmelis Pechusa Me'dal Rochav, in the width, 4 by 4 Tvachim. Vilo, if it's not 4 by 4, it's smaller than 4 by 4, it would have a din of Makam Pturhu. The Umut L'Chachila L'Hotzi Misham L'Rishas Rabim L'Rishas Yochan. If it were less than 4 by 4, it would be a Makam Ptur. And we learned already Makam Ptur from that to Rishas Yochan, or Rishas Yochan to it, or from it to Rishas Rabim, and vice versa. All those different scenarios, Makam Ptur is everything's Ptur. So the Gemara says it has to be Ein Karmelis Pchusa Merba. V'Amar Rav Sheshe says V'Tofes is Arasar, and it only goes up until 10 Tvachim. So we're going to see what it means, 10 tefachim. So I'll tell you the answer now, but then we'll go through the Shach of Itariah. But what it means is that Karmelis only goes up 10 tefachim. Just like Rishas Rabim only goes up to 10 tefachim. So if the Karmelis goes up until only 10 tefachim. The Gemara at this point didn't know what it meant, Tofesis ad asara. So the Gemara asks the question, my v'tofesis ad asara. Elaim if it means, de'ika michitza asarahu, tave Karmelis, Vilo love a Karmelis. If it means that there's 10 tefachim of a wall around the Karmelis, then it's a Karmelis. And if it doesn't have a 10 tefachim wall, it's not a Karmelis. Vilo, not, is that really the case? Does that make sense? V'ham Rav Gid, Amar Rav Chir, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Bais Shein Besoch Asara, Rekruyav Mashlimo L'Asara, if you have a house that the inside of it, the cavity of the house, the airspace is less than 10 tefachim, so it's only 9 tefachim, let's say, but the ceiling, the roof, makes it 10 tefachim. So even though inside the challah is only 9 tefachim, but from the outside, you measure from the outside to the roof, then it does have 10 tefachim. So the din is al-gago mutter, on top of it you're allowed to carry around, because on top of it, that's considered Rishas Yochid, because the walls of the house are considered as if they go all the way up to the Rakia, all the way up to Shemaim. So even though I'm standing on top of the roof, and there are no walls where I could see it, but the walls that are below 10 tefachim are considered to go all the way up, I could carry on top of the roof. Agago mutilataltu bekulo, but besocho inside the house, however, since there are only 9 tefachim from the perspective of the inside of the house, 8 metalton bo ela bedal amos, I can only carry dal amos. So we see from here that the need for 10 walls does not define a rishis karmelis; it defines a rishis yochid. Elamai betofes is ad yud, dad yud hu dehave karmelis lemal me yud tefachim lave karmelis. That the karmelis, the dinner of karmelis, only lasts. Only goes up to 10 tefachim. But above 10 tefachim is no longer considered karmelis. At that point, it's considered makom patur above yud tefachim. V'chihad amr le Shmuel le Rav Yehuda Shinna, that Shmuel told his Talmud, Rav Yehuda Shinna, he used to call Rav Yehuda Sharp One, Shinna, that was his nickname for him. Lo teve b'milu de Shabbat le malam yud. So he says that there shouldn't be halachas of Hilcha Shabbos above Yud. What is he trying to say? Lamal miyud, there's no din of Shabbos. Miyud lamai, the Hilchasal, with regard to which halacha was he talking about? Ilaim, if you mean, de'ein Rosh Hashanah Yachid lamal miyud. If it means that Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the halacha, the din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, does not travel above Yud Tvachim, but that's not the case. V'hama Rav Chista not kana Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If a person has a beam stuck in the ground in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, v'zark v'nach ha'gabav, and a person throws from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, nor is chayv v'hotzah. If he throws and lands on this very long pole, on top of that pole, v'afilu gavoh me'ama, even though the pole might be 100 amos up in the air, chayv, it would be chayv from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah Yachid ola adrakiyah. There's a din that Rosh Hashanah Yachid goes all the way up to Shemayim, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Carmel that said only goes 10 tvachamai. Rosh Hashanah Yachid goes all the way lamala. So what did he mean? What did Shmuel mean to Rabbi Yehuda that the din of Shabbos doesn't exist above 10 tvachim? Elo de ein Rosh Hashanah Rabbim lamala miyud. If you're going to tell me that the din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim doesn't exceed 10 tvachim, masizini, we already need to have a Mishnah. We don't need Shmuel to teach me that which we already know in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us the Tanan, Hazarek Dalida Amos Bakosel Lamal Miyud Tvachim Kizarek Ba'avir Avir. The person throws and lands in a wall above 10 tvachim in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's like throwing in the air. It didn't land anywhere. Because above 10 tvachim, there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If it landed lemala miyud tvachim, kizarek baritz, it's considered as if you threw it on the ground, which is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which would be chayiv. So we already know a mishnah that tells us the din of lemala miyud by Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Ella, what was Shmuel teaching of Yehuda? Must be the one case that has not been specified yet. Ella, a karmelis, dein karmelis lemala miyud, vakilu be rabbanan mikuli rishayachad mikuli rishas rabbim, that when the rabbanan created the din of karmelis, they brought all the coolers. They brought the coolers of Rosh Hashanah Yachad, and they brought the coolers of rishas rabbim. Mikula Rosh Hashanah Yachad, the Gemara explains, what's the leniency that's learned from Rosh Hashanah Yachad? Deika makum arba hu dehavir karmelis vilo makum patur ba'alma. That la makum patur. That the din is that if a person is the if there's a din of a if it's a 4x4, then that's a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachad. I'd rather din of a karmelis, just like by Rosh Hashanah Yachad. If it's less than that, it would have a makum patur ba'alma hu. Mekula Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we draw from the leniencies of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in that the adasar tvachem hu dehavir, that the karmelis only lasts until Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But lemala me'asar tvachim, but above Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, rather above the asar tvachim, lo have your karmelis, it won't be a karmelis, rather it would be makom patur. So we see that karmelis is this hybrid of the leniencies of Rosh Hashanah Yachid and the leniencies of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So there is a fascinating discussion in the poskim about saying Kiddush Levana on Yantif or Shabbos, and they use this Gemara as one of the rayas for this. That the Ma'aril is brought down in the Ramah, that this is why I spoke about it in all daf today. The Ma'aril brings down that a person should not say if Yanta falls out on Shabbos, a Matzah Shabbos rather. So let's say Matzah Shabbos leads into Shavuos. So Shavuos is Yantav, of course. And he writes a person shouldn't say Kiddush Levana on Yantav. And the Mishnah Berurah says if you don't say it on Yantav, certainly you should not say it on Shabbos. What's the reason why not? So the Shartian explains the reason why you don't say this on Shabbos and on Yantav is because the Kiddush Levana is going to lead to Rikudim, is going to lead to dancing, and we don't dance on Shabbos, we don't dance on Yantav. Ah, you're going to tell me Simchas Torah, we dance, it's a Simchas Shemitzvah. That's because there's no other choice. Simchas Torah is one day, you can't push it off, you can't say it earlier. But Kiddush Levana, you don't have to dafka say Yantav. You could say it the day earlier, you could say it the day later, and therefore, because of the mitzvah, because of the Indian of Rikudim on Shabbos, he says not to. The Seichemis, that's a different reason, because you might schlep the sitter outside, and it's still Shabbos, and it's no Erev, so for that reason, similar to why the Mishnah Berurah says we don't say Tashach when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, because you might carry the sitter outside the Erev. Now that would only be true on Shabbos, that wouldn't be a concern on Yontif, because you can carry on Yontif for the Tzarech of a Mitzvah. Now, the Ma'aril explains the reason why not is because there's Tchumim Lemal Me'asara. The Gemara is a suffix, whether or not, the Gemara in Erevin, whether or not there's Tchum, going 2,000 Amos, is that going to be Lemal Min Yud or not, Lemal Me'asara or not? And he says, since we're not sure, we should be careful, because when a person's mevarich the Kiddush Levana, the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains it's like being mekabel pnei Hashchina. You're greeting the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So even though we're not really traveling above, it's supposed to be perceived as if we're traveling above, and for that reason, we don't want to give the impression we're traveling the Malam Yud and going outside the Tchum and Shabbos, and therefore he says not to do it. So it sounds like an interesting svara. The second reason he presents is because it's like a type of tachanunim, the type of a tefillah and bakasha. We don't do tefillahs and bakashas on Shabbos. But according to the reason of that you're traveling above the Tchum, the Shvaz Yaakov says, quotes from a Talmud, that doesn't make any sense. When the Gemara had the suffix about tchuma l'mal min asar tfachim is referring to when a person walks straight, 2,000 amos, and he can violate tchum. Now the question of the Gemara was, let's say a guy is flying l'mal min asar, he's hovering above the ground. So now the question is, can he walk 2,000 amos horizontally while flying above? The question wasn't going vertically straight up, the question was going horizontally, but above 10 tfachim. That was the whole question. But going straight up, 2,000 amos, that's not a problem of tchum at all. And his raya is that the Gemara in the bottom of Zayin Amar Aleph says that when it comes to the din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we say that it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid ola on the rakia, goes all the way up to the rakia. So there's no violation of tchum as long as you stay within the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So when a person's in the city and there's no din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Bizman as then a post going to sin, it's at worst a karmless, but really, or certainly if it's a there's an Erev, it's all one big Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So traveling the Mala at Afilu Mea, Afilu whatever the number is, Afilu Elef, that's going to still be Rosh Hashanah Yachid and won't be a violation of tchum. And the Shuz Yanko felt that one would be able to say Kishlevana based on this. Nonetheless, the Ramah Paskins, like the Ma'aril, that the practice is not to say Kiddush Levana on Shabbos and Yom Tov unless it's the last opportunity that you have to say Kiddush Levana. Okay, now just to Machlok, interesting Machlokas, we just said in the Zayin on Beis here that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim doesn't exceed Asar Tvachim. There are two basic reasons why not. Rashi says because above, Rashi on Amr Aleph explained, because above 10 Tvachim, people don't walk on it. People don't use it. If it's not really usable by the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, therefore it's above 10 Tvachim is not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Yushalmi says, not because of the usage of the people, rather above 10 Tvachim is not considered part of the karka, it's not considered an extension of the karka. Below 10 Tvachim is considered an extension, above 10 Tvachim is not considered part of an extension of the karka. Gemara now says, Vaiter, we are in 10 lines down in Zainam Abbez, the Gemara says, Gufa. Amrav Gidal, Amrav Chia Bar Yosef, Amrav Rav Baish Shein Tocha Yud. Let's say you have a house that we just said before that doesn't have 10 tefachim inside the house, but Vikruya of Mashlima, but the ceiling, the roof, does complete it to make 10 tefachim on the outside. Mashlima liyud al gago mutter l'talta bekulo. On the roof, you're allowed to carry wherever you want because the walls of the house are 10 tefachim. But besoch inside, since the perspective of the inside, there are only 9 tefachim, ein metalton bo ela bedal amos. You can only carry 4 amos because you don't have 4 walls of asar tefachim. Amar Abai says v'im chakak ba dalan adalad v'shlim oliyud muter letalta bakula. But he says if a person, let's say you dig a hole in the house inside the ground, the dirt, now you've created 10 tefachim, then you'd be able to carry within the house as well. You just created yourself 10 tefachim. My time, what's the reason? Have a chori Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the chori Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the Rosh Hashanah Yachid dummy. So he says, now, when he's talking about carving out some of the dirt in the house, he's not referring to all the ground, but let's say the center of the house, you've created 10 tefachim. Just look at Rashi to make this clear. Rashi says, Chakak ba bakarka bayis bem tziusa. In the center of the house, you carved out, arba ba'orech v'roche, 4x4 inside the center of the house. But closer to the wall, you didn't carve out. So as you get close to the wall, it's only 9 tefachim. But the center of the house, there's 10 tefachim. You're allowed to even carry in the side of the house where it's only 10 tefachim. Because the side of the house where there's only 10 tefachim is viewed as a chor of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, a hole that extends of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And the din is a chori Rosh Hashanah Yachid has a din of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid itself. The Gditmar, the Gemara quotes a statement, chori Rosh Hashanah Yachid, ku Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I mean, holes of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you have a house. So my window is considered an extension of my house. That also has a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. When it comes to Chori Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if I have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's a hole that's coming out of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim somehow, by Omer Ki Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dami, it has a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rav Amar Lav Ki Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dami. He says, not, it's not true. Rashi explains, a Lav Ki Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dami, Ela Rosh Hashanah Latzmohen, it's considered an independent domain. Vim Rechavim Dalet Havakarmas, if it's going to be 4x4, this hole is going to be 4x4, so it's going to have a din of Rosh Hashanah, rather din of karmless, velo, if it won't, we'll have Machim Peturhu. So that's the machlokas, very important machlokas between Rava and Abaye. So the Gemara says, Amale Rava, Rava says, Rava is the one who holds again that Chore Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is Lav Kirishis Harabim Dami. So he says, Amale Rava, Labai Ledidach, according to you, who holds that it is Kirishis Harabim, Damris Chore Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Kirishis Harabim Damu. My Shabbat, why is that any different from the following statement? The Chiyos Rav Dimi reported back from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Amar Yochanan, Lo Nitzuch El Lekaren Zavras Asmucha L'Rishis Harabim, V'Tevek Kichoy Rishis Harabim. So how come we had this Okimta before, that when you're trying to create a situation, what he said in Amar Aleph already, that the we created the scenario that if there's a something off to the side, that karma is off to the side, it's, we said it's a Karen Zavis, which is part of the Rishis Rabbim. We view it as a extension of Rishis Rabbim. It's a Din of a Karmelis. Why don't we just say Teve Kichori Rishis Rabbim? That's also considered an extension of it. But I think Gemara is trying to explain above, just to recap for a moment on Amun Aleph. We had a case where we listed all these different types of Karmelis. And we said Karmelis, even though that was the name of the category, Karmelis was a particular example. So what was the example? So Rabbi Yochanan said it was a case of Karen Zavis HaSmuchel Rishis Rabbim, that it's really part of Rishis Rabbim, but since it's off to the side, it's a Karen Zavis, we view it as a Karmelis. That was a separate case. But why not say, V'teve K'chari Rishis Rabbim, that din of a Karen Zavis, shouldn't that be a din of Chari Rishis Rabbim? And we said Chari Rishis Rabbim, according to you, Abaye, should be Rishis Rabbim Atzmo, not a Karmelis. So Gemara said, Hasam lo nicha tashmishasa, hacha nicha tashmishasa. No, it can't be, because the Karen Zavis, the usage is not a smooth usage. It doesn't have a din of Rishis Rabbim. When it comes to Chori Rishis Rabbim, any holes that are protruding outside of Rishis Rabbim or from the Rishis Rabbim, that is easily usable, and therefore it would have a din of Rishis Rabbim. Marnak quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tanan, a Mishnah from the later on in the Masech, Laf Kuf, Hazorik Arba Amos Bekosa. A person throws four Amos and lands on the side of a wall. The Mal Measar, if it lands 10 Tfachim above the ground, it's karzarek ba'avir, like throwing in the airspace, which we know is a pater if it's above 10 tvachim from the Rishis Rabbim. If it lands lamata me'asar tvachim, it lands below 10 tvachim on the wall, kizarek ba'aretz, like throwing on the ground. V'avinam ba, and the Gemara tries to understand my kizarek ba'aretz. What does it mean, like throwing on the ground? V'ahad lo nach, we're never rested. What does it mean? If something's hovering in the air, if something's stuck in the middle of the air, that's not considered rested. And V'amar b'yokhan, b'yokhan it says, b'devela shmeina shana, referring to a very fatty fig cake, whereby it stuck to the wall because it's so sticky. Now, if you were to say that any holes of Rishis Rabbim are like Rishis Rabbim itself, why do you have to establish this case to be a situation where it's a fatty, sticky fig cake? Maybe say you threw a pebble, a guy threw a rock, and it landed in a hole of Rishis Rabbim. That's also a scenario whereby it's considered being nach, it rests in Rishis Rabbim. The fact that it doesn't say that way must be if it landed in a hole, it would not be considered Rishis Rabbim. So the Gemara says, Zimnim Mishani Le, sometimes the answer to such a back and forth was, Shiny Tzor V'chefetz D'mehadir V'asi. It's very hard for a rock to land in a hole. You throw a rock, even if you throw it softly, it's going to ricochet off the wall. It'll be a miracle if it gets stuck and wedged in the hole. So since it's a very unlikely scenario, they didn't do that. The chance of a fig cake sticking to the wall apparently is much likelier than a rock getting stuck and wedged in a hole. The Zimna Mishan, the other times they answered, Bekosa de Lesbe Chari, we're talking about a wall that was completely smooth, that there were no cracks or holes or wedges in it. Mimai, how do you know that we're talking about a wall that has no holes in it? Midikatani Reisha, from the fact that the Reisha says, Zarek Lamala Measar Tvachim, Kizarek Bav, if you throw it in, it lands 10 Tvachim above the Kosel, so it's like landing in the airspace. Now, Visagadaitach Bakosa de Isbe Chore, if it's referring to a wall that had holes, Amai Kizarek Bavir, Hanach Bechor. Why it's like throwing in the airspace? Isn't it like it rested? It rested, not simply the Avir. It must be that it's referring to an area that has no holes. Now, V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, Masis, our Mishnah, maybe our Mishnah really has holes in it. Our Mishnah does have holes, but the lesbu, arba, but it doesn't have 4x4. The holes are small, not 4x4. And therefore, even if it rests inside there, it's going to be potter, because since it's less than 4x4, it's a din of makom patur. But v'hamar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav Chia, zarek lamal me'asar tvachim, the person throws in above 10 tvachim, v'halach v'nach b'chor kolshu, and it falls in a very small hole, so then, banal machlokes. I mean, it's not so clear that when it lands in a hole versus Rabbim, it has to be 4x4. It's a machlokes, whether it has to be 4x4 or not. If it's machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanim. Rabbi Meir savar, chokigim lahashlim, Rabbanim savar, ein chokigim lahashlim. That Rabbi Meir doesn't require an actual hole 4x4, but as long as the wall is big enough, then in theory I could carve out a hole by 4x4, that would be considered a Rishus B'fnei Atzmo. The Chacham said we don't theorize whether or not we could be Mashlim or not. If the hole is 4x4, then that's great, that's a Rishus B'fnei Atzmo. And if it's not, then it's a Chor Kol Shu. So that's a Machlokes here. Elav Shmamina must be, the fact that they never were milking the Mishnah to be in such a way, it's because of the less bay chor. Shmamina must be a hole, rather wall without any holes to it, and therefore that's why it's not a case of a rock, it's rather a case of throwing a very gluey, very sticky, fatty ficate. Yeah, there's an interesting discussion based on this Tosfos here. Halacha Maisa, how do we pass with respect to a hole of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Does it have to be 4x4 Tvachim or not to be Chayiv? A person lets it carry from Rosh Hashanah Yochad to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he puts it into a hole of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Is that considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or not? I'm not going to go into the greater details here, but Tosfos does end up paskening that that the din is that only... sorry, one second here. No, actually, I'll leave it aside. It has to do with carrying keys on the belt and then using the key in the belt to put in the door, the keel to open the door. So that's a hole that extends from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So this Tosfos becomes a very, very important distinction. Either way, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.